Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
If tariffs worked, Trump wouldn't have to gaslight the American people about who paid the tariff in the first place, and you wouldn't have to pivot to the stock market every single time we try to bring up the on-the-ground effects, the unpredictability that tariffs create. Think about the long-term effects for my generation. Can you sit here and look me in the eye and say that tariffs are not inflationary?
Are you kidding? Right
now,
everything's working because the market...
Oh, bring up the market one more time. One more time. Pivot right
back. Kevin.
What's up, everybody? Adam Mockler here. I just hopped off my first ever CNN appearance. It was on Newsnight with Abby Phillip. And I have a few really solid clips to show you. I debated Shark Tank's Kevin O'Leary, who is also a MAGA sycophant and somebody who just wasn't making that much sense. I'm going to play you a few clips. I might interject near the end, but I just want you guys to see this. Make sure you're subscribed to the Adam Mockler feed below if you want to support the debates and support the message that we're pushing. Thank you.
Joining us at the table is Adam Mockler, Midas Touch's Gen Z creator. This is the moment, the type of dichotomy that I think is playing out here. On the one hand, it's completely uncontroversial for these suspects, because there were two of them, to be apprehended, deported, if they were here in the country illegally. But on the other hand, Americans are also saying we want this to be more targeted. But the Trump administration is definitely going to use this incident to pursue what they're doing right now, which is mass deportations.
Yeah, first of all, the shooting is absolutely horrific, and every American should be okay with deporting people who are criminals and who are dangerous and here illegally. But that is not what the Trump administration is prioritizing. They have reallocated funds meant for the deportation of criminals to the deportation of farm workers. Farmers have been complaining about this directly to Donald Trump, to people who are showing up to immigration hearings. They show up to their hearing and they get directly targeted, ISIS camping there. Or what about the 82-year-old who his family was told he was dead and he was found in Argentina? Trump's popularity on immigration has dropped 10 points over the past few months, and 70% of Americans want him to focus more on lowering prices, but he's deporting farm workers, enacting more tariffs. It's not popular.
Kevin, is there more targeting that could happen here that is actually responsive to what Americans say that they want?
I agree with this narrative between those that have committed crimes, documented crimes multiple times, versus a farm worker who's been here for 20 years illegally, but is maintained his ability to work and provide productivity to the economy. This is a very delicate situation. And I think it's threading the needle for Trump because he has said the same thing. Look, if you've worked on a farm and you've been, haven't been charged with anything and you're providing productivity to the economy, maybe we should work something out there. And this is where I think the challenge is. You talked about his polls dropping on this. I kind of agree with this. If you're a criminal and you've been charged, you're out of here. I think everybody agrees with that. But if you've actually come into the country and been here a long time, had children here that are American citizens, and you provided productivity to the economy, and you're supporting farming, which is one of the categories or sectors where there's a lot of these people, I kind of get it.
And then just to be clear, I mean, I think that it's farm workers, but people who work in restaurants,
yes,
household, domestic employees, they're also they're inputting productivity into this economy, and
yeah,
they're actually maybe a larger chunk of the undocumented.
America. Well, you have to understand, Kristi Noem is giving a pathway for the illegals to become citizens. They're saying, here's $1,000. Deport yourself, come back in the right way. Look, my husband had to do it. My husband had to wait. We waited 9 years for his green card, and he just got naturalized last November, right? So why do we have to wait in line? Why do these guys just bum rush in and get all our benefits and take from our blue cities? My big problem with Los Angeles is that you have local mayors there giving the heads up to communities saying, hey, there's an ICE raid coming. You better leave and let's get the rioters
the
in.
Problem
I have
that's
a bigger problem
what an
with
elected
doing
official should
in,
do
in not detaining or do abiding by the detainer when someone's been convicted of a crime. I think they should at least cooperate with that and have that carve out, as you mentioned earlier. I think that carve out makes a lot more sense.
I want to respond to Angie saying this gives a path. What this does is disincentivize people from going to the courthouse and following the proper procedures. And part of the reason they're being so aggressive is because of this arbitrary quota set by Stephen Miller, 3,000 a day, meaning people who are going to courthouses, being detained, being deported. Again, workers, people who are contributing to this country. So do you think it's okay when somebody who is following the proper processes is then kind of like hoodwinked?
Not if they came in here illegally in the first place, right?
It's not
Why
illegal.
Didn't they apply?
They came through asylum process.
But that's the thing.
That's
the thing. Well, that's criminalizing asylum. That's what's happened, right?
Yes.
Trump has criminalized.
Oh, no.
Yes, actually. Trump has criminalized the legal process of asylum. Basically, if you come here and you are abiding, right, you're showing up to court because you're following the rules.
I'm not worried about
it. We are 2 weeks from the new deadline for nations to make trade deals or face new tariffs. And the Commerce Secretary is once again promising he's got the goods.
Oh, they're going to love the deals that President Trump and I are doing. I mean, they're just going to love them. This is going to be, the next 2 weeks are going to be weeks for the record books. President Trump is going to deliver for the American people.
The president has been saying he has 200 deals ready to sign, but the truth is the results have been limited at best. And the amount of teasing is a trend.
You're going to see over the next month or so, we're going to roll out dozens of deals. Oh, there are so many coming. And you're going to see deal after deal. This is going to start coming next week and the week after and the week after. We've got lots of them in the hopper. We're going to announce a whole bunch of deals over the next week or so.
Are you confident we can get these big, the big ones, the big deals done?
I have them done. The next 2 weeks are going to be weeks for the record books.
That was just a couple days ago. So far, only 4 trade agreements have been announced. Kevin, when are the deals coming?
That's it. Tempered the enthusiasm from Japan over the weekend at the American Pavilion. And he spoke again this morning about this. He referenced, I want quality deals, not fast deals.
Do you mind if I play it? We have the soundbite.
Let's listen to Scott Bessent.
Yeah. Mr. Secretary, August 1st is a week from Friday, I think. And I think that's on everyone's mind. Any progress that you can report on some of our big trading partners?
Look, Joe, talks are moving along, but the important thing here is the quality of the deal, not the timing of the deals. You know, again, we're proceeding apace with the negotiations, but we're not going to rush for the sake of doing deals.
Number. How can you say we should pay attention to the quality rather than the speed when the entire promise was 90 deals in 90 days? So we're going to get it done fast, reshape the global order. And Kevin says the stock market thinks these tariffs are going to work. But no, the stock market doesn't believe Trump. When he announced the Liberation Day tariffs,
it's an all-time high
the
today.
Stock market immediately dropped when he announced Liberation Day
Where
tariffs.
Where are we today?
After he vacillated, people don't believe him.
All-time
Countries
high.
Don't
in
believe
all-time
him
history.
Because nobody
today.
Believes that he's being
all-time
serious.
High
I think you guys are saying the
what?
Same thing, just by the way.
All-time high.
I mean,
all-time high.
His point is. They're at an all-time high because nobody believes Trump.
Exactly. Every index.
Seriously. Because yeah. he keeps moving the goalposts. I'm so glad you played the footage. I was literally laughing watching Howard just like going every few weeks promising all these deals. And Bessent should have sent that and shouldn't have been an appearance. He should have sent that as a text message directly to Howard Lutnick because that was clearly what that guy needs to hear. But overall, the reason why he's not getting these deals, I just think we got to talk about the big picture here. If you're a foreign government, ally or adversary, or counterpart, whatever, are you going to make a deal with Donald Trump? And how can you believe that the U.S. is not going to have a sporadic change 3 years from now? I think Trump has eroded global trust in the American economy and American deal making.
You mean the all-time high market? Ever in history,
it's high because they don't believe
the all-time high.
They think Trump is going to chicken.
Never been higher. Never been worth more. Never been more successful. Never.
When the liberation
eroded trust, all-time high today at 4:30 in history. Never worth more. What are you talking about?
Well, look.
Let's see what happens on August 1st when he announces
the American people are also
up and down.
The American people are also in a situation that you're kind of describing, which is that Trump says, I'm going to do X, Y, and Z, and they say, don't believe you. Sorry. I mean, is he just sort of the economy is supposed to be his biggest issue. It's a thing that he did the best on in his first term.
Yep.
Now he's getting really low marks on it because of this tariff issue.
No, he's completely turned around the Biden-Harris economy. Look, when you have America First trade deals, that by definition means that someone's going to come second. So let's take Japan. They just had their upper house elections
I just quibble? Like, I have to quibble with that one, too, because the idea that trade is a zero-sum game is not... No, not everybody agrees with that, okay? That might be Trump's view of it, but that is not the view of trade when you look across the history of globalization. We have won, and so have other countries. It's not a zero-sum game.
But here's the thing. Japan can't make these deals when they have a snap election coming up in September, right? Right now, these deals do not benefit them because it benefits America. America first, Japanese second. So that's why all of this takes time.
Here's what Americans say about all of this. Is Trump focusing enough on the economy or on tariffs? They say too much on tariffs, 61%. The majority of Americans oppose tariffs on imported goods, just about the same percentage, 60%. That's a pretty lopsided assessment of that particular issue. And this idea that Trump is not focusing enough on the thing that he was elected on, which is the cost of their daily lives.
I have a huge problem here with this argument. Your investment account is worth more tonight at 4:30 than it's ever been in history.
Kevin, you got to look outside of your own perspective.
No,
Americans are not invested in the stock market.
Kevin,
Americans.
Thank goodness I'm here to bring reality.
Okay, also, it's wonderful. You're also doing really well. You're heavily invested in the stock market.
Every American is.
It's high today, but the stock market has been existing in the volatility of Trump's mind. What he decides to do one day shifts and moves the markets. The sentiment is everywhere. The uncertainty, you talk to any actual investment bank or someone who's actually making long-term decisions, they can't. Our foreign adversaries, our counterparts, they can't. They don't know whether or not in the next 3 years, J.D. Vance will tear up.
Whatever he's doing it, keep doing it.
So actually,
Kevin, it's working.
You know, I was going to just say that very thing, which is that it seems like what you really like about what Trump is doing right now is that he's not doing what he said he's going to do.
Yeah. Good point.
Abby, in the end of the day.
I mean, at the end of the day, that is what has gotten us where we are.
Oh, no. I don't want to talk stock. I mean, I want to talk about the American at the kitchen table putting their child
into
university.
Are you going to say the tariffs?
Consumer sentiment is down.
All I'm saying is this tariff stuff and all this narrative. It's going to end up being reciprocal tariffs between countries, equal tariffs between EU, Canada, Australia, India, Vietnam, Indonesia. All we are saying is let's make it equal. And I think the market believes that. You may not, but meanwhile, the index that matters, the wealth of an American's savings account, you can't win your argument tonight at 4:30. I'm sorry. It's already been decided
all
by
right.
fact.
Adam, last word.
Okay. You lost.
If tariffs worked, Trump wouldn't have to gaslight the American people about who paid the tariff in the first place, and you wouldn't have to pivot to the stock market every single time we try to bring up the on-the-ground effects, the unpredictability that tariffs create. Think about the long-term effects for my generation. Can you sit here and look me in the eye and say that tariffs are not inflationary?
Are you kidding?
Right now,
everything's working because the market...
Oh, bring up the market forward. One more time. Pivot right
Kevin.
Back.
Kevin.
The market is the American economy.
But Kevin, it was a super simple question.
Which
are
is?
Are tariffs inflationary or not?
Not yet. There haven't been.
I know, but are they inflationary?
2.7%.
Data from June shows that prices have gone up. There's a little bit of inflation, which informed Jerome Powell, head of the Federal Reserve.
Eggs are down 33%.
Let me finish my point. It informed Jerome Powell's decision to hold off on cutting interest rates. Exactly. People are unable to buy homes because mortgages are far more expensive.
You guys hate numbers.
No, I don't hate numbers. I actually love numbers.
You hate numbers.
Wait, bring up the market.
I'll say something positive about his tariff policy.
In his first term,
he was way smarter about tariffs. They were targeted. They were smart. They were so good that Biden came in, he kept them in place, and even expanded upon them. But what Trump did by slapping on these insanely high tariffs, this like coercive thing with every country we do trade with, think about it. If I were one of those countries, how about we band together and refuse to make good deals with Trump?
Well, that was exciting. That was fun. It was genuinely a really fun experience. I'm grateful to CNN for allowing me to do that. Thank you to Abby Phillip and the entire team for making it such a comfortable experience. And yet, Kevin O'Leary honestly was stunningly unprepared. How are you not able to concede that tariffs are inflationary? How are you missing some of the basic points about economics when you are supposed to be a businessman? I mean, I'm 22 years old. And it seems like I I might have known what was going on more than him, but I'm going to leave it there. Once again, make sure you drop a blue heart. Let me know how you think I did. I want to know your candid thoughts. Let's shoot a tweet at CNN or be like, have Adam Mockler on. I just feel like we should try to get me back on, right? I love you all. Peace out.